surrounded by soldiers and warplanes. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A Russian invasion of Ukraine could come at any time, and that reality has much of the world on edge.
Secretary Lloyd Austin on ABC's This Week said to him it's not a matter of if, but when. He says the logistics they see being set up, from artillery to medical facilities, show an intent to invade and also a potentially devastating outcome.
Enormous casualties within a civilian population. And so this could create a tragedy, quite frankly, in terms of refugee flow.
U.S. troops have already deployed in Poland to help Americans in Ukraine who want to get out before a major Russian offensive begins.
Fox's Gwenaëlle Scott. President Biden will sit down with his national security team later. The White House has been threatening crippling sanctions if Russia attacks.
He has not conducted yet another invasion in Ukraine yet, and we still think there's time to prevent that.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby, Republicans are skeptical.
Joe Biden becoming president is the best thing that ever happened, tragically, for Vladimir Putin.
Senator Ted Cruz, both men on Fox News Sunday. A man is facing murder charges for allegedly killing a college student. Elizabeth Howell, a student at SUNY Potsdam in northern New York, was found lying on the ground Friday with gunshot wounds just steps away from campus. Police say it's unclear if she knew the suspect, who was taken into custody. For a brief time, residents were warned to stay inside. There were three separate stabbings in New York City yesterday within the subway system. All three suspects are being sought. All three victims are recovering from their injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
News. More than 2 years into the COVID-19 pandemic, there's still debate over where the virus came from. Senate Republican Tom Cotton believes the virus escaped from a lab in Wuhan.
I am doubtful that China will ever open up. I'm doubtful that any of the evidence in China still exists. I think it's been destroyed, or persons knowledgeable have probably been disappeared, if not killed. But there's a lot that we can do here in America.
The senator appeared on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Another member of Britain's royal family has come down with COVID-19, Queen Elizabeth, whose symptoms are said to be mild.
There's a bit of COVID going around the royal family lately. Both her son and heir, Prince Charles, who's 73, and his wife, 74-year-old Camilla, contracted coronavirus earlier this month.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky. A shout-out from Pope Francis to healthcare workers who have been overworked and overwhelmed.
In his weekly appearance from a window of the Apostolic Palace overlooking St. Peter's Square, the pontiff calling healthcare workers heroes, and not just for their service during the coronavirus pandemic, but every day. He then asked the faithful in St. Peter's Square to join him in public applause for what he termed a great thank you for healthcare workers, including volunteers who care for the sick. Hundreds joined him. Italy marking Sunday as a national day to pay tribute to healthcare workers. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The checkered flag will wave in Daytona today. Tickets are sold out for the Daytona 500. NASCAR driver Corey LaJoie spoke with Fox and Friends Weekend.
There's so many different moving parts of the day. You're up at 6:45 and you're in front of a camera, shaking hands, kissing the babies all the time, every minute before you get up to the race car. So this one, your stimulation cup, is as full as it's ever going to be throughout the year before you even get into the car.
The Great American Race begins at 2:30 Eastern on Fox. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.